I am going to start talking about the subject of healing, supernatural, divine healing, from God and by faith. Anybody who believes God exists, believes that God can do anything, but by and large the body of Christ does not believe that healing is something that you can control, that you can reach out and grab hold of it. Believing that God can heal is quite different from believing that God wants to heal and that He has given you the power to actually release healing. Now that is something that is not understood. As a matter of fact, that is something that is fought against. You will find that many people come out against teaching on healing because if it is true that God wants every person well, and if there are things that we can do to appropriate that healing, to make it manifest in our lives, then what about all the people who have died? What about all the people who are suffering? Many people, rather than sit there and say we are operating at less than what God desires, it is much easier to say that is God's will that all of these sicknesses and diseases happen. It is easier to say that this is just part of life and we just have to accept it and roll with the punches. It is easier to say that because it takes no effort on your part. You do not have to seek God. You don't have to acknowledge God. There is no risk of failure. Whatever is God's will just automatically comes to pass. I am going to be sharing some things that are controversial. It is amazing that people fight so hard for the right to be sick. I am not condemning anybody who is sick. I am not condemning anybody who is lost and saying that he or she is a terrible person. Many times people don't know because they have never heard the truth. I am not condemning, but I am saying that you do not have to live separate from the Lord. You can choose to be saved, and you can choose to be healed. It is not God who sovereignly chooses to heal one person and not heal another person, any more than it is not God who sovereignly chooses to save one person and does not choose to save another. It is God's will that every person be saved and come to repentance, and it is also God's will that every person be healed. As we learn the truth from God's word about this, this truth is going to make you free. Even if you have to be dragged to freedom kicking and screaming. As long as you are willing to hold on to the truth of God's word and not say, I used to believe that salvation, healing, prosperity or deliverance or were true, but now I have changed my thinking. I know that this is a hot issue, and that there are many people upset about this. There are a lot of people who fight for sickness. If what I am teaching about sickness is true, then it condemns other people. It shows that there is more, that there is a level of victory available through Christ that the vast majority of people are not living in. Rather than change, rather than say that there is something that I don't know, that I don't have to be sick every flu season. It's just so much easier to be like everybody else, to not rock the boat, to not be told that I'm missing out on something. It is going to interfere with my watching as the stomach turns. I might have to start believing God. I might have to start doing more than my unsaved neighbor does. Most people are not willing to do that. So they will sit and put up with sickness, disease, pain, suffering, grief, sorrow. They will see people die prematurely and they will simply say it is all God's will. Everybody tries to fight against sickness. One of the largest expenses in people's lives today is pills, medication and preventive type of things. Medicine is just huge with doctors and their expenses. You can turn and find a medical facility on every corner because people want to be well. Nevertheless, when you start sharing from the Word of God and what it says, and how He has given us the power to heal and to walk in health, people get mad. They reject God's healing. They believe that is radical and extreme. To heal the sick or to raise the dead, How can these things be if people really believe that God is the one who wants you sick? If they really believe that it is God's will, and that this is just our lot in life. If they really believe that God is somehow working a redemptive purpose and accomplishing something good in our lives through all the suffering. I will teach this in more detail, specifically talking against that kind of stuff. Nevertheless, if people really believe what they say they believe, then they would never go to the doctor, they would never take medicine, they would never have surgery. If God is the one who put this on you to teach you something, then why are you putting so much in trying to get out of God's will? That is hypocritical. It is not logical. It is just inconsistent. Everybody prays for healing, even people that are not born again, that do not spend any time seeking God. When they get in a crisis, they will cry out. That is not going to get you healed. There are ways in which you can renew your mind, and you can literally walk in supernatural healing. I am going to share with you the things that God has shared with me. Let me say right up front, I am not the perfect example. I have not arrived, but I have left. Jesus said, "He who receives the one whom I have sent receives me." Jesus sent Andrew Womack. Andrew Womack sent me. Therefore, Jesus sent me. Let me be clear. I do not understand everything about healing. There are people whom I pray for that do not get healed. Some will say, "If that is true, then what right do you have to talk about it?" I do not claim to know it all, but I have seen healing work in my life. I had a brain aneurysm and the doctor told me I should have been dead because I did not get to the doctor in a matter of minutes. On another occasion, the doctor told me that my condition would progressively get worse such that unless I received a back operation, I would be back to him in a year or two maximum, begging him for a back operation to relieve the pain. That was over 7 years ago. Not only didn't the condition get worse, but it got so much better that it is off the scale. I am not saying this to boast in any way, but I am saying this to say that this is an area in which I have seen work in my life. I am not talking about a gift of healing on my life. I am talking about my experience with the truth of God's word in my life, which has set me free. God wants you well. The Bible has more to say on healing than most of you even want. I tell you, if you are sick, you should want everything you can get to get well. Sadly, there has been a lot of confusion about this, which I have already expressed. The very first point, which I have tried to establish, is that healing is for us today, that it is part of Christ's atonement. It is wrong to say that the real basic thing that we have is the forgiveness of sins. No, Jesus died to produce forgiveness of sins, healing of your body, prosperity, and deliverance. All of these things are included. It is wrong to piecemeal them and say that I'm only going to accept 1/4 of what Jesus provided for me, the forgiveness of sins, and I am just going to reject the others. This has hurt individuals. There is a lot of grief and suffering because people are not receiving their healing. There are a lot of people turned away from the Lord because the church is representing God as the one who is the author of sickness and disease. Furthermore, healing is one of the greatest tools that we have to draw people to God. If we would reach people where they are, then we could bring them to where they are supposed to go. Most people are not thinking about heaven and hell and eternal issues. They are just muddling through on a daily basis. Some of them are hurting so much that their prayers are not about eternity. They are just thinking about, how do I survive today? How do I get through these things today? I tell you, one of the reasons that the church is not more relevant and that our society is going more and more secular is because the church has reduced Christianity to just an insurance policy for heaven and hell and its eternal things, and it does not apply to the average person's everyday life. That's wrong. When Jesus taught, he taught on farming, things that every one of them dealt with every day. He healed their bodies. He set people free. He prospered people. He blessed them. And because he could reach people in the physical, natural realm, they were open, thinking, he can also do the greater things. I know that the church is missing a great opportunity by not accurately representing that it is always God's will to heal. What I want to do now is to start dealing with some of the objections. It is sad to say that most of the objections against healing come from the church. Unbelievers may not be really seeking God. They may not think a lot about God, but they are not really resistant. Frequently, it is easier to minister healing to people who are not saved than it is to minister healing to people who are saved. True, sometimes the non-believer won't let you pray healing for him, but when they do, it is often easier for him to receive healing. Many people who are saved have also been taught wrong doctrine that God is the one who has put this thing on them. As Jesus said in Mark 7:13, your traditions make the word of God of none effect. It is religious tradition which has taken people's faith away from healing. One of the things which is a major obstacle to the wrong thinking that God is the one who has put this thing on them is the interpretation of Paul's teaching about his thorn in the flesh, which I will address later. Nevertheless, these traditions and doctrines of men are so ingrained in our thinking that you cannot even mention Paul's thorn in the flesh without people immediately beginning to think the wrong things about it. It is going to take me a little while to counter this and come against it, but I do not believe that the Bible teaches that Paul had some eye problem that God would not heal him of, which is the traditional religious interpretation. I believe that the reason why people teach that is because it is a convenient theology. You have to want to believe it to find it in Scripture, because the Scripture makes it very clear that it was not from God, rather it was a messenger of Satan. Anyhow, I will be teaching on that later, and I think it will really help you. The Scripture says in Revelation 12 that they overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Testimonies show that these things are happening today, that God is still alive today. When we hear the large number of doctor-certified testimonies, we are either going to accept the truth of the testimonies or we are going to bury our heads in the sand and call the doctors and the patients liars.